Welcome to Born on the Saturn, your daily dose of cosmic and artistic inspiration. I am Deb, here to guide you through today's horoscope based on the moon cycle. Don't forget to check your sun, rising and moon signs for deeper insight. Follow us on Instagram and visit bornonthesaturn.com. The universe is speaking, don't miss it. Today, March 15, the moon remains in Libra during the waning gibbous phase. After the intensity of the full moon and lunar eclipse in Virgo, today's Libra moon brings a desire for balance, harmony and recalibration. The waning gibbous phase encourages reflection. What have you learned and how can you integrate this wisdom into your relationships, choices and overall life structure? Aries, the Libra moon illuminates your 7th house, bringing relationships into focus. After the full moon's revelation, you may be reassessing a partnership. Are your connections truly reciprocal? Seek fairness in your interaction, but don't compromise your needs for the sake of peace. Taurus, with the Libra moon in your 6th house, the focus shifts toward restoring balance in your daily habits. If the full moon brought clarity about your work or well-being, now is the time to make adjustments. Small, mindful shifts will lead to long-term improvements. Gemini, the Libra moon in your 5th house brings lightness after deep introspection. It's time to reconnect with joy, romance, and self-expression. If something felt too serious or overwhelming, allow yourself to embrace playfulness and creativity again. Cancer, with the Libra moon in your 4th house, the focus is on creating harmony at home. Whether in relationships with family members or your inner emotional world, balance is needed. Take time to restore peace in your personal space. Leo, the Libra moon highlights your 3rd house, urging you to refine how you communicate. The full moon may have brought revelations, now is the time to process them and find a way to articulate your thoughts with grace and clarity. Virgo, the Libra moon in your 2nd house encourages reflection on material and emotional security. The lessons of the full moon are now settling. Are you living in alignment with your values? Adjustments in spending, saving, or self-worth may be necessary. Libra, with the moon in your sign, you are seeking equilibrium within yourself. The full moon may have revealed areas of self-improvement, and today's energy supports integration. How can you honor both your needs and those of others without losing yourself? Scorpio, the Libra moon, in your 12th house calls for quiet reflection. The eclipse may have surfaced unresolved emotion, now is the time to process them. Solitude, journaling, or spiritual practices will help you make sense of what's shifting. Sagittarius, the Libra moon, in your 11th house encourages connection. Friendships, collaborations, and shared dreams take center stage. How can you create more harmony in your social circles? The relationship that remains balanced will thrive. Capricorn, with the Libra moon in your 10th house, career matters require refinement. The full moon may have highlighted a professional turning point. Today is about finding a sustainable way forward. Seek balance between ambition and personal well-being. Aquarius, the Libra moon in your 9th house encourages philosophical reflection. You may feel drawn to explore new ideas, spiritual practices, or perspectives. If the full moon shifted your beliefs, today is about integrating these insights with an open mind. Pisces, with the Libra moon in your 8th house, deep emotional connections come into focus. This is a time to seek balance in trust, intimacy, and shared resources. Are you giving too much or are you holding back? Find the middle ground.
Thank you for joining me on Born on the Saturn today. I hope the stars gave you the insight you needed. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more cosmic guidance. And if you want to connect or have any questions, find me on Instagram or visit bornonthesaturn.com. Until next time, keep shining under the stars.